أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد My dear brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are in these blessed nights of the Shahar Ramadan, and we are looking at tafsir of Surah Al-Qadr, which we started 2 days ago, and we saw the meanings of words, clear meanings, outer approach of the Holy Quran, where we saw that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Indeed, we have revealed it in the night of power, the night of honor, the grand night. And then He says, Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. What will make you understand what is this night of power? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this wasn't a question to say that we are going to give an answer, but He Himself gave an answer by saying, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min al-fishar. Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, khayrun, is better min al-fishar than 1,000 months. Now here we were looking at this 1,000 month, which we say that it's equivalent to 83 plus years of ibadah and doing all good deeds. So if you are blessed to find Laylatul Qadr, then that will be more thawab than Alf Shahar. So, now the question here is, we said Laylatul Qadr is a night of power. Is there anything which will make me understand that tonight really it was a Laylatul Qadr? Is there any sign outside there, physical manifestations of Laylatul Qadr, which will make me to say that yes, it was Laylatul Qadr? There was a time some people used to say Laylatul Qadr, on that particular night there will be a shining star. And when you see that shining star, it means that that is Laylatul Qadr. So they connect Laylatul Qadr with physical appearances. And even in Swahili, for example, they say nyota ya jaha. Nyota ya jaha. Yani nyota ya bahati. Yeah, a black star. So when you see it, say Allahu Akbar. We ask any dua, Allah will reply to your dua. There are other people who have the idea that on the Laylatul Qadr you may see some lights coming from east to west or west to east. Something like movements full of light will make you to understand that is Laylatul Qadr. However, all whatever people say, those are their ideas. As far as the Holy Quran says, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min al-fishar. There is no any physical sign. There are some scholars also who have said the night will be, the weather will be nice, there will be like cool breeze, and things like that. But however, it is something to do with spiritual approach. It's not a physical thing. So if someone says, I want to go outside in order for me to look at the nyota ya jaha, that lucky star, in order for me to do dua, in some places, it could be raining, it could be cloud, and so on and so forth. So you may not be able to find any physical appearances which is connected to Laylatul Qadr. So it is a night, according to our A'imma alayhi wasalam, on the basis of hadith of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi. It says that seek this night in the odd night, in the last 10 of the holy month of Ramadan. So 19th night, 21, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, you can find Laylatul Qadr in those nights. Now, another thing which we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا. In this night, angels descend. وَالرُّوحُ, and another specific angel who is known as Ruh. We said Mufassirin here have two opinions. One, they say this is Jibra'il, so normal angels will be there and Jibril will be with them. Or Jibril and other angels will be plus this angel who is known as Ar-Ruh. Allama Tabatabai in his Tafsir al-Mizan has discussed this particular issue. But the famous opinion is the one which says Ar-Ruhu تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ. Angels will descend, and Ruh, Ruh means Jibril, because he is the angel who has been given a special status. Can you imagine Jibrail or Jibril or Jibrail? Three types of the way we call him, according to the Holy Quran. Jibril, Jibrail or Jubrail has seen all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Adam to Nabiyuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And he is known as Nabiyul Wahi aw al-Amin. Nazzalahu ar-Ruhu al-Amin. Al-Amin, whatever Allah gives him in terms of message to convey to the messengers, he will do the same. Sometimes he used to come to the Holy Prophet in an angelic form. Other times he would come in a different form, which the Holy Prophet understood that this was Jibra'il. Now, he will descend in the night of power with other angels, as we said yesterday, in order for them to give us whatever mercies which are coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will carry whatever du'as, istighfar, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will take them to wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to take. There is a question here, which someone yesterday asked me, and it is a valid question. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا, the angels and Jibra'il will descend, and they will carry our du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does it mean in other days and nights when we ask Allah, angels will not carry our du'as? It's a good question. Is it only in the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, angels will come down to take our du'as? Or in every night they do that? Every day they do that? The answer is of course, they do it every night. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Laylatul Qadr to be a specific night, special night, grand night. The way we said in day one, that you have every place in this world, wherever you are, you can do dua and Allah can listen to your dua. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 187, ayah number 186, or 187 of Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. The ayah is there on top of member. Yeah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. If when you are, my servants are going to ask you about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am so near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ, I answer the supplication of suppliant when he supplicates to me. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, if my servants will ask you about me, I am so near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ, I will answer all the du'as of anyone who asks. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلِيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. The only condition here is فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. We need to answer the call of Allah. We need to act according to the principles of dua. It doesn't mean that whenever we sit down and we say, Ya Allah, give me, Rabbana atina. Because atina, give me. Ah, Tina, give us. He will not give us every time. He may give us, yes. But in Laylatul Qadr, because it's a specific night, the chances for our du'as to be accepted are bigger compared to other days and nights. Our du'as which we do in our houses can be answered. But our du'a in jama'ah, there is a big chance for the du'a to be accepted. Our du'a in my house can be answered. But my du'a in Masjidul Haram, in Masjidul Nabawi, in Masjid Kufa, in Karbala, in the Haram of Imam Abi Abdullah, if I do du'a there, there is a big chance for my du'a to be accepted. Allah has given us this as an opportunity that in the night of Qadr, for us to go out wherever there is congregation of mu'mineen to do ibadah, we need to be there. And that is why has chosen this particular day. All days are not equal. Monday is not like Friday. Tuesday is not like Thursday night. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us those opportunities in order for us to ask Him, and He is ready to answer our du'as. So, tanazzalu al-mala'ika وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. By the permission of Allah, they come. They can't come without the permission of Allah. Salam. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ. كُلِّ أَمْرِ. With any amr, any affair, they come down for us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will take the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, as we said, that amr here, it can mean any affair. But amr also, it means that there is the owner of this world, and he is known as sahibul amr. Sahibul amr, the owner of the affair, is sahibul zaman, the owner of this time. Allah will show him whatever is happening. And because of his honor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the amr for him to see also, because his waliyul amri is sahibul amr. So we need to be closer to the imam of our time in order for our du'as to be accepted. In other words, in Laylatul Qadr, in the night of power, if you want that license for your dua to be accepted, you need to be closer to the imam of our time, Al-Hujjah ibn al-Hasan, ajjalallahu farajahu sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So because of that, he has been mentioned here, and that the angels, when they come, of course, he knows what is happening. In the same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning of the surah, what does he say? Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have revealed the whole of the Holy Quran in the night of power. Where was it kept? In the heart of the Holy Prophet. Now when the angels come in our time, they come to sahibul amri also, because he is the owner of the time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Peace will prevail in that night until fajr. This Laylatul Qadr is the Layla of peace, the night of peace. So whatever we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be connected with peace. Don't ask any dua which is not dua of peace. When we talk about peace, ask for yourself, ask for mu'minina and mu'minat, those who are alive and those who are dead, in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer your dua. And as we said in the hadith specifically of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sallam, la yaruddu al-qada illa dua. Whatever decree Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us, nothing will change that except our dua. You remember the story of Nabiullah Sulaiman. They say that Nabiullah Sulaiman used to travel, used to command the air to take him wherever he wanted. Today we say if someone wants to travel fast, you take some kind of aeroplane, they will take you fast. We used to have Boeing, then there are problems, they have stopped that. Nabiullah Sulaiman used to travel. He controls the wind will take him wherever he wants. He would speak to the jinn, command them, you do this work, and they will do. They were the ones who built the masjid, Masjidul Aqsa. Until he died, they thought he was alive, they continued to build the masjid. Now, Nabiullah Sulaiman, according to one narration, he says, one day he saw the angel Israel. When you see Israel, it means someone is going away. Why? Because he comes. His business is to take our souls away. So Israel came. We, alhamdulillah, we don't see him. Because imagine if every day we would be able to see him, he's coming to this house and that house, our life will be difficult. Because when you see him, it's inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So he came to visit him. Nabiullah Sulaiman said, what do you want? He said, this man who is sitting near you, Allah has given me command to take his soul in India. And this is Palestine. And I'm going to India, but I was told to take his soul there. So now I'm thinking, what is he doing with you here? He has to die there. Nabi Sulaiman said, well, I don't know anything. This is the affair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Israel, after saying salam, he continued with his journey. He reached India. Now, while he was traveling, this man who was sitting with Nabiullah Sulaiman, he saw the angel Israel in a form of human being. As we said, sometimes angels can take different shapes and form. But the way the angels were looking, the angel was looking at him, the way he was looking at him, this man got terrified. And when he left, he said to Nabiullah Sulaiman, oh Sulaiman, I don't like the way that man looks at me. Can you command the wind to take me somewhere far away from here? He said, okay, I will command the wind. He said, oh wind, I give you command. Bi idhnillah, take this man to India. Now the wind go fast. When Israel reached India and he found that man there, said, this is exactly what I wanted, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me to take the soul of this individual in this particular moment and this particular place. So I was thinking, what will happen? He is with Sulaiman. When I reach India, I found him and I took the soul away. So he came back to Nabiullah Sulaiman and he said, you know what? When I came here, I saw that man. It was to me like, what is happening here? But when I landed in India, I found him. Then I said, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the one who says, La tadiri nafsun mada taksibu ghada, wa la tadiri nafsun bi ayyi ardhin tamut. No any soul knows what will happen tomorrow, and no any souls know where, in which land it will die. So this is the secret of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. All we need to do is to make sure we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proper du'as, serious du'as in the night of Qadr, in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us whatever He may give us. And we need to pray for mu'minin and mu'minat in order for us to be accepted our du'as. Sayyida Fatima to Zahra, salamullahi alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. She used to pray for the neighbors. Throughout the night, she would mention the names of the neighbors and then eventually would mention those people who are closer to her. Al-Imamain al-Hasanain, salamullahi alayhim, would ask the mother, mother, why are you praying for other people and then you? She said, Al-Jaru thumma dar. Remember your neighbors and then remember yourself. And then would give the philosophy of that. She would say, if Allah would accept your dua because you pray for your neighbors, then the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your dua because you pray for other people. In the night of Qadr, let us pray for each one, brothers and sisters, in order for us to be, our du'as to be accepted. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us be able, insha'Allah, to reach Layalul Qadr, the nights of power, so that we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our du'as, insha'Allah, we ask Allah to be accepted. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this gathering. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill the hajat of all muhtajin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure all the marid bi barakat marid Karbala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us opportunity to recite the Holy Quran in this month. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin, rahim Allah man qara al-fatiha, ma'as salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.